On our teaching session now, we're going to go to Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. And so after you've taught the first part of this lesson on Romans chapter 5, verse 17, you ask the person, let's turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And John, would you read that out loud? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now, John, do you know what a parable is? Well, I think it's some kind of a story or something. And yes, that's right. A parable is a story. And Jesus usually used these stories to illustrate spiritual truth. It's a story to illustrate spiritual truth. Now, if you notice, John, in the verse that you just read out loud, he spoke this parable to who? Who was he aiming this story at? Well, to certain that trusted in themselves. That's right, John. To those that trusted in themselves. John, they trusted in themselves what? What's the next few words say? Well, it says those which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. That's right. They trusted, John, in themselves that they were righteous. Now, John, what kind of person would you call a person that trusts in himself, that he's righteous? You know, don't touch me, I'm righteous, I'm so holy, I do all these things. What kind of person would you call that person that trusts in themselves? Well, it'd be self-righteous. That's right, John, they're self-righteous. Jesus is telling a story. He's telling a parable to people that trust in themselves, that they're right. In other words, just self-righteous people. Now, John, I want to ask you this question. People that trust in themselves that they're righteous, self-righteous people always have an attitude towards other people. John, according to this verse, what kind of attitude do self-righteous people have towards others? Look, John, right in the verse. He spoke to certain that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. They despise others. That's right, John. They despise others. They look down on others. I'm better than you. Don't touch me. I'm so holy. They despise and look down upon others. Now, John, Jesus is telling a story now to these kind of people, these self-righteous people. And now let's go to verse 10. And John, would you read out verse 10, please? Two men went up into a temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. John, two people went to do what? Well, they went to pray. That's right, John, they went to pray. And where did they go to pray at? It says the temple. Okay, John, if we were using modern day language, where did they go? Well, they went to the church. That's right. They went to the church, John. Two people went to the church to pray. And who were these two people, John, according to that verse? Would you look at that verse? One was a Pharisee, the other a publican. That's right, John, a Pharisee. Do you know what a Pharisee is? And I don't know. It's just a common person. No, John, a Pharisee is, the word means a separated one. Somebody that is very religious, John. He's very religious. And you see from what Jesus said in verse 9, how he despised others, looked down on others, thought he was better than everyone else. He was a Pharisee. He was separated. Don't touch me. I'm not like other people. Very, very religious, John. Now, John, what was the other person? It was a publican. John, do you know what a publican is? No, John, a publican is a tax collector. Now, I just want to ask you, John, what do you feel about the IRS? That's right, John. Most people don't have a real good opinion of the IRS. But I want to tell you something, that in Jesus' day, tax collectors were looked down on more than the IRS. Because in Jesus' day, the Roman government had authority over Israel, and a tax collector was usually someone from their own nationality, a Jew. And that Jew was taking as much tax as they can from the people through cheating, through defrauding, through all kinds of ungodly means and wicked means, really. All kinds of pressure. And they were taking some of that money and giving it to the Roman. a government, and they were sticking the rest of that money in their pocket. They were very wicked and evil people, these tax collectors. And so we're going to stop right now in just a few moments. And I just want to say this before we stop. I don't know when to bring this out, but there's, you notice the questions that I ask on this particular part of the teaching. I'm going to ask you to teach those back. And this is what I'd like for you to do in the material that we've covered in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. I would like you to mark your Bible, underline it. And I'd like you to underline the word parable in verse 9. The word parable. I'd like for you to underline trusted in themselves that they were righteous. I would like for you to underline trusted in themselves that they were righteous. I would like for you to underline in verse 9 the word despise. And then I would like for you to underline in verse 10 the word pray and the word temple. And then underline or circle the word Pharisee and the word publican. Because after a while, after you get familiar with this lesson, all you have to do is look at your Bible, and your Bible will be the outline. And you'll look at the word parable. Oh, I need to ask them, what is a parable? You'll see the word trusted in themselves. Oh, I need to ask them, what is Jesus, who is he directing this to? To those that trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Okay? I see the word despise. Oh, I need to ask them, what is the attitude towards those that are self-righteous? They despise others. You see, the Bible itself is becoming your outline. In verse 10, the word pray. What do they go to the temple to do? Pray. What, if you use modern language for the word temple, what would you say? Church. That's right. Do you know what a Pharisee is? Because it's underlined. Do you know what a publican or a tax collector is? All of those are underlined. And they will give you keys in your own Bible of the questions that you're asked. Now, what I'd like for you to do is take your information on additional information on Salvation by Grace by Don Crow. And I'd like for you to start with Luke chapter 18, verse 9 and verse 10 and study those questions. And then I'd like for you to turn to your trainer and actually teach this part of the lesson back to the trainer, or if you don't have a trainer with you, to teach it to a friend. Go over that material, okay, until you are familiar with it.